Hello and welcome to another episode of Winning Karma, the podcast that explores the power of positivity and personal growth and how that personal growth leads to productivity. I'm your host, Kamlesh Nerji, and the founder of the Winning Karma System. And before we start, as always, I'd just like to express my thanks to everyone that we meet, talk to, who sends us messages. And they're simply messages about when we're coming back because you find the information very useful. You find the information is very productive in your lives, and we certainly appreciate that. So always like to say thank you, attitude of gratitude, as we start the show. So the last podcast, the last episode, we spoke about neuroscience, and it's a fascinating area. I love neuroscience. I love exploring the brain. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But I do believe that we live in this human body, and we should know how we can utilize it to become more productive, more healthy, and actually have a greater life, because it'll have a greater impact on what we do. So today we're going to be talking about burnout with reference to neuroscience. So this is the part two of the neuroscience and burnout episode. So we're going to dive deeper into the neuroscience behind burnout and explore how understanding it can help us overcome its effects. I'm going to back today's episode with compelling statistics, references to research papers, and as always, end the show with impactful, actionable items and tips, rather, for all of you to try. Now, when we talk about burnout, it's not just a state of mind. It has a profound, deep impact on our brain and body. Understanding the neuroscience behind burnout can provide us with valuable insights on how to combat it and fight it. Now, research has shown that chronic stress can contribute to burnout. It triggers the release of stress hormones such as cortisol, which can have detrimental effects on our brain structure and indeed the function. For example, one study in the journal Current Directions in Psychological Science by McEwen and Morrison stressed and highlighted the impact of chronic stress on the brain. Now, this is very important. McEwen and Morrison found through their research that prolonged exposure to stress hormones like cortisol can lead to structural changes in the brain, particularly in the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. Now, the prefrontal cortex is responsible for memory, decision-making, and emotional regulation. And when you look at it in a logical framework, it makes sense, because when we're stressed, we can't think clearly. When we're stressed, we find it difficult to take decisions. We find it difficult to make decisions, and our emotions are whacked. We're out of whack. Our emotions are everywhere. So it's important to understand these studies and what it's saying. Continuous and prolonged exposure will create a change in the brain. So the PFC, the prefrontal cortex, is the brain's decision-making unit. It's part of the brain that's responsible for making decisions, solving problems, and of course, regulating emotions. And so it's particularly affected by burnout. In another study in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine by Medvedev and many others, they explore the relationship between burnout and prefrontal cortex functioning. They found that burnout was associated with reduced prefrontal cortex activity, leading to all sorts of cognitive issues, difficulties in focusing. You know, we call that brain fog, where you have difficulties in making decisions, in concentrating, and actually have any kind of laser-like focus. And therefore, if we cannot focus on anything, remember we've heard the saying, what we focus on grows. But if we can't focus, it's going to stagnate. It's not going to grow. It's going to stymie, and it's going to stagnate. Now, again, to understand the impact of burnout, there's more compelling statistics. The American Psychological Association conducted a survey, and in that survey, they uncovered that work-related stress is a significant source of burnout for 64% of Americans. And this is an American study. But the problem is global. So moreover, a study published in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology by Schofeli found that burned out employees were 2.6 times more likely to be actively seeking a different job. When we hear these statistics, when we hear these numbers, it truly highlights the urgency to address burnout and its consequences. So, how can brain science, how can we harness the power of neuroscience to combat burnout? So I'm going to leave today's podcast with some actionable tips, which is based on scientific research. Prioritize self-care is my first tip. It's very important to take care of our physical and mental well-being. A study by Sonnentag found that engaging in physical exercise and relaxation type activities helps to reduce burnout and improves overall well-being. Number two, we have to set boundaries. Establishing clear boundaries between work and personal life is so essential. A research paper by Demarotti in the Journal of Applied Psychology talked about making the distinction between work and personal domains and not to have that creep over too much, because that can help to prevent burnout and helps to enhance recovery. Number three, and this is a term that we've heard a lot of. It's a buzzword. It's a term we've heard lots of people using, but it's very important. And sometimes we listen to these things and we do hear about it. We can't see the wood for the trees. So practicing mindfulness. So what is mindfulness? Well, practice is like meditation, being self-aware, being aware and present, being present in the moment. A study published in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology found that mindfulness can reduce burnout symptoms and help increase job satisfaction. Tip number four, your tribe is your vibe. Build a network of supportive relationships. Build a network of supportive relationships. Build a network of supportive friends, colleagues, peers who can help you. In the Journal of Applied Psychology by Leiter and Maslach, Maslach, by the way, is very renowned in the field for talking about burnout. There's actually, Maslach actually has created a scientific, if you like, a metric, how to measure burnout. It's called the Maslach Burnout Inventory Burnout. So in that publication, the role of social support in mitigating burnout and promoting well-being is emphasized. Now, these are just four tips that I've given you. There's a lot more we can do, but if we prioritize our self-care, we take care of ourselves first. We often think this is a selfish thing to do, but really it's not. Because actually, if we take care of ourselves, we can take care of other people. And if we can take care of other people, we'll have a more joyful environment around us. Because once we prioritize self-care, we're taking care of our health. We're taking care of our diet. We're looking very much at ourselves, making sure how we can be optimized, how we can have optimal health, how we can have optimal thinking, how we can optimize ourselves, how we can do more systems thinking based processes. And I'll talk about this in a future program. How to think. It sounds like we all know how to think, but there is a way of thinking which can help us to reduce burnout. All I want you to take away today from this is to remember that it's very essential to take action to fight burnout, to combat burnout, not just for our well-being, but for the brain's optimal function. Just by implementing a few different things, a few tweaks in what we do every day, neuroscience-backed tips based on research studies. And again, I just want to emphasize that anything that I tell you about, I've tried. I'm a guinea pig. I call myself a guinea pig. So when we do these things, we begin to reclaim our joy, productivity, and balance in life. So as we conclude today's episode, let's reflect, let's wrap up and reflect on the importance of looking after our brain, nurturing our brain and our overall well-being, optimizing our well-being. And we can do that by understanding neuroscience behind burning out and then implementing actionable strategies which have research, which are not just pie in the sky, but they actually will impact and help and create a satisfactory conclusion if we remember that we are in control of our own destiny. But there are only some things we can control. Sometimes burnout is also caused by those things we cannot control and are focusing too much on that. Thank you so much for joining us today on Winning Karma. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on Facebook for more empowering content. And of course, Instagram and all the other good social media things that are out there where we are actually sitting there. Remember, by taking care of our brain and our well-being, we're setting ourselves up for success in many different domains of our lives, in all areas of our lives. So until next time, stay positive, stay resilient, and keep on winning.